Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another Read the Word. As we read through the Word of God this year, chronologically, very interesting that Job was where he was, and then we'll see some more of this as we get going. It's going to be a great study. We welcome you. Remember, we're on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. YouTube, you can actually see my face. Blog Talk Radio, you can listen live to the audio. There's a link, the notes of the program, right underneath the title when you turn this on YouTube. And you can go there and click that link, and you can listen to it on any device. Just because we're going to be a blessing to you, no matter how it works. We're in the ceremonial laws and the community laws and at the mountain of God, Mount Sinai, Mount Horeb. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer together and we'll get started. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray, amen and amen and amen. Here we go. Chapter 22, responsibility for your property. Isn't that a valuable lesson for today? If a man steals an ox or a sheep and slaughters it or sells it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep or a sheep. If the thief is found breaking in and he is struck so that he dies, there shall be no guilt for his bloodshed. If the sun has risen on him, there should be no guilt for his bloodshed. He should make full restitution if he has nothing, and he shall be sold for his theft. If the theft is certainly found alive in his hand, whether it is an ox, a donkey, or a sheep, he shall restore double. Verse 5. If a man causes a field or a vineyard to be grazed and lets loose his animal, and it feeds in another man's field, he shall make restitution from the best of his own field and the best of his own vineyard. If a man delivers to his neighbor money or articles to keep, and it's stolen out of the man's house, he shall pay double. If the thief is not found, then the master of the house shall be brought to the judges to see whether he has put his hand into his neighbor's goods. For any kind of trespass, whether it concerns an ox, a donkey, a sheep, clothing, for any kind of lost thing, which another claims to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges, and whomever the judges condemn shall pay double to his neighbor. Verse 10. If a man delivers to his neighbor a donkey, an ox, a sheep, or any animal to keep, and it dies, is hurt, or driven away, no one seeing it, then an oath of the Lord shall be between them both, that he has not put his hand into his neighbor's goods, and the owner of it shall accept that, and he shall not make it good. But if, in fact, it is stolen from him, he shall make restitution to the owner of it. If it is torn to pieces by a beast, then he shall bring it as evidence, and he shall not make good what was torn. And if a man borrows anything from his neighbor, and it becomes injured or dies, the owner of it not being with it, he shall surely make it good. Owner was with it, he shall not make it good. If it was hired, it came for its hire. Moral and ceremonial principles, verse 16. If a man entices a virgin who is not betrothed and lies with her, he shall surely pay the bride price for her to be his wife. If her father utterly refuses to give her to him, he shall pay money according to the bride price of virgins. You shall not permit a sorceress to live. Whoever lies with any animal shall surely be put to death. Verse 20. He who sacrifices to any god except to the Lord only, he shall be utterly destroyed. You shall neither mistreat a stranger nor oppress him, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If you afflict them in any way, and they cry out at all to me, that's God, you notice that's capitalized, I will surely hear their cry. And my wrath, that one's capitalized, will become hot, and I will kill you with the sword. Your wives shall be widows, children shall be fatherless. Verse 25, if you lend money to any of my people who are poor among you, you shall not be like a money lender to him. You shall not charge him interest. If you ever take your neighbor's garment as a pledge, you shall return it to him before the sun goes down. For that is his only covering. It is his garment for his skin. What will he sleep in? And it will be that when he cries to me, I will hear, for I am gracious. You shall not revile God, nor curse a ruler of your people. There's a powerful statement. You shall not delay to offer the first of your ripe produce and your juices. The firstborn of your sons you shall give to me. Likewise, you shall do with your oxen and your sheep. It shall be with its mother 7 days. On the eighth day, you shall give it to me. And you shall be holy men to me. You shall not eat meat torn by beast in the field. You shall throw it to the dogs. Interesting laws, aren't they? Here we go. Exodus 23:23. Justice for all. You shall not circulate a false report. Do not put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. You shall not follow a crowd to do evil, nor shall you testify in a dispute so as to turn aside after many to pervert justice. You shall not show partiality to a poor man in his dispute. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him again. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying under its burden, and you would refrain from helping it, you shall surely help him with it. You shall not pervert the judgment of your poor in his dispute. Keep yourself far from a false matter. That's a powerful statement. Do not kill the innocent and righteous, for I will not justify the wicked. And you shall take no bribe. Bribe blinds the discerning and perverts the words of the righteous. Also, you shall not oppress a stranger. For you know the heart of a stranger, because you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Verse number 10, the law of Sabbaths. 6 years you shall sow your land and gather in its produce. But the seventh year you shall let it rest and lie fallow. Poor of your people may eat, and what they leave, the beast of the field may eat. In like manner, you shall do with your vineyard and your olive grove. Verse 12, 6 days you shall do your work, and on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may rest, and the son of your female servant and the stranger may be refreshed. All in all that I have said, and in all that I have said to you, be circumcised. No mention of the name of other gods, nor let it be heard from your mouth. Interesting. Interesting. Three annual feasts. Verse 14. Three times you shall keep a feast to me in the year. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. You shall eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded you at the time appointed in the month of Abib. For in it you came out of Egypt. None shall appear before me empty. Of harvest, the first fruits of your labors, which you have sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering at the end of the year, when you have gathered in the fruit of your labors from the field. Three times in the year all your males shall appear before the Lord God. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, nor shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until morning. The first of the first fruits of your land you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. Verse 20, the angel and the promises. Behold, I send an angel before you. You got to love that. To keep you in the way. To bring you into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Do not provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. Capitalized. Jesus, the Lord of hosts. But if you indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemy, adversary to your adversary, and to you and I, even if that's just debt. For my angel will go before you and bring you in to the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites. I will cut them off. You shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do according to their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them and completely break down their sacred pillars. 25, so you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. No one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. I will send my fear before you. I will cause confusion among all the people to whom you come, and will make all your enemies turn their backs to you. And I will send hornets before you, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, the Hittite from before you. That's a new weapon, hornets. And I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. Little by little, I will drive them out from before you until you have increased and you inherit the land. and I will set your bounds from the Red Sea to the sea, Philistia, and from the desert to the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you shall drive them out before you. You shall make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. They shall not dwell in your land, lest they make you sin against me. If you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare to you. Exodus chapter 16, or 24. Israel affirms the covenant with God. Verse 1. He said to Moses, come up to the Lord, you, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, two new names, you'll see them a lot, and 70 of the elders, and worship from afar. And Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come near, nor shall the people go up with them. So Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which the Lord has said, we will do. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord, and he rose early in the morning, the foot of the mountain, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Isn't it something how God loves order? Then he sent young men, verse 5, of the children of Israel, who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood, put it in his basin. Half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of the people. And they said, all that the Lord has said, we will do and be obedient. Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, this is the blood which the Lord has made with you according to all these words. Verse 9, on the mountain with God, same mountain, Moses saw the burning bush. Then Moses went up also, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. And they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, marvelous. And it was like the very heavens in its clarity. But on the nobles of the children of Israel, he did not lay his hand. So they saw God, and they ate and drank. Then the Lord said to Moses, come up to me on the mountain and be there. And I will give you tablets of stone and the law and commandments which I have written, that you may teach them. So Moses arose with his servant Joshua, and Moses went up to the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, wait here for us until we come back to you. Indeed, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man has a difficulty, let him go to them. Verse 15, then Moses went up into the mountain, and a cloud covered the mountain. Now the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. On the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. The sight of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. So Moses went into the midst of the cloud and went up into the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, plus the 7 days that they were already up there. Very, 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 very interesting how God set all of this up. Watch this. All of these laws and ceremonies and feasts and everything, covenant with them. And he sprinkled the blood on them. We read that. And it says, and that's in 24:8, this is the blood of the covenant, which the Lord made with you according to his words. In the New Testament, Jesus said, as he took the communion glass, this is the blood of the new covenant. You and I have a better covenant based in better promises. You can find that in the book of Hebrews. And so, as we study this, we see the magnificence of our God, establishing his covenant with his people and blessing and caring for them in so many wonderful, marvelous ways. Wouldn't that be something to be on top of the mountain with God for 47 days? Wow. Well, here we go. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. Maybe you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Maybe you've never become a believer. It'll change your life forever. It puts you in direct communion with Almighty God. When Adam sinned, he didn't die. His spirit man died with open communion with the Father. Pray this prayer with me. I'll say it. You repeat it after me. Father, in Jesus' name, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God, and I receive you into my life right now today. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If that's the first time you prayed that prayer, send me an email. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. We welcome you. We want to help you walk with God. You've made the very first step to being a great believer in this kingdom. Now, every day, you grow with the Father. You just got adopted into the greatest family on earth. You not only got a name change like we do on earth, you got a DNA change on the inside. And you are now heir of God and joint heir with Jesus. How awesome is that? Send me an email. I would love to explain it to you. Send me an email and tell me what you think about the program. Honestly, we want to hear from you. HG, like Holy Ghost Preacher Man, @gmail.com. Till we see you again tomorrow morning, this is what we have to say. May God bless you. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen.